Now we keep moving onward and upward here, and we come in Psalm 126 to sunshine and shadow. And he comes in sight of the heathen, and he wants to be a witness to them, you see. And we find this is one that apparently was inserted after the captivity. That is, the psalm was. It's just been too good to be true that he's now able to return to Jerusalem. Will you listen? When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them, the dream. It was like a dream to us. We couldn't believe it. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the nations, the Lord hath done great things for them. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we're glad. You see, now they want to give a testimony to the world, and that is the picture that we have here. This psalm that we're coming to now, Psalm 127, it has been called the Cotter's Saturday Night Psalm. And that probably is as good as any. It's a mighty crescendo. You come here to the crest of the psalm, and you come as high as you can to Mount Zion. You just don't get any higher out of the temple area. But this carries us right into the heavenlies. And here's a psalm that's good for us today. And by the way, this is a psalm that reveals an utter dependence upon God. And this is the psalm that has been used on several occasions. It was used at the inauguration of President Eisenhower. There were two Bibles, and one of them was open at Psalm 127. And the George Washington Bible is open there. And it is one of these great pilgrim psalms. It has a message for us. Listen, except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. Now, this psalm is a very wonderful psalm. The last one was a lovely psalm, but so is this one. And those that think, because it mentions here, my beloved, that it's Solomon's, but these son of David that's mentioned here is not Solomon. It's none other than the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And this is a psalm that has five stanzas, as you notice, five verses, and it speaks of the blessing of the Lord. It maketh rich, and he addeth not sorrow with it. Proverbs 10:22 says that. And the Septuagint version does not give Solomon's name at all. Now, you'll notice that three times in these two verses that I read, that in vain was used, the word vain. You see, everything is vain, friends, unless God is in it. Everything is dependent on him and on his blessing. This is very important to see. There was an old German proverb that said, everything depends on the blessing of God. I wish today that we looked at it like that. That's the reason it's called the Cotter's Saturday Night, a time when, therefore, the Lord Jesus said, I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, what ye shall drink. Nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought of the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Wonderful psalm. And now we find here the reference to children. You see, when the pilgrim that we are following up to Jerusalem, he brought his family. And his family are there to worship with him. Listen to him. Lo, children are a heritage from the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. There's his wife and children, and they are there, all of them, to thank God. and verse 4. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of one's youth. Happy is the man who hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. They'll defend him. It's wonderful to have a child that'll defend you. And to have quite a little army of them is quite wonderful. The psalmist who wrote this knew nothing about the population explosion at all.